Tom opening our program with a very seasonal tune, Medové pivo, honey beer, also known as Štědrý večer. I takým veselým tempem rozpočala naše programu. Vítaju vás všich, šanovní radiosluchači na radiopredaču Náš holos, Radio Ukrajinského Koriňa. S vámi Pavlína Makori, děkuji, že rýšle perebudu zi mnou nastupnou hodinu. Hello there, and welcome to Náš holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, and I am delighted to have you with me once again, whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio on your mobile phone, streaming live online, or time-shifting via podcast. A very warm welcome to you. Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar will be along with a recipe for baked stuffed salmon. As well, Keith Penholm will be back with Ukraine News Outlook, and today he has stories about the airline industry in Ukraine, and also a troubling story that's been making the news rounds and the political front, and it seems to miss the mark as far as accuracy goes. At any rate, we'll be bringing you those news stories, and we'll also have our proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And it is, if you're celebrating on the Julian calendar and you're aware of all things Ukrainian, of course you'll know that we're just coming up to the real New Year, so we're really right getting into 2013 pretty soon. January 14th is the magic day, and there are all kinds of celebrations going on this weekend and next to ring in the new year, the official new year. So we've got New Year's carols, a few Christmas carols to wrap up our Christmas programming for this season. So coming up next, Andriana Gnap from the United States, from her CD Wondrous Star, Chudes Nazirka, and that quintessential of New Year's carols, Štědrý.
Щедрі вочка, прилеті на нас дівочка, стала собі ще витати, господар я викликати. Подивися на кошару, там новички покотились, а ягнички народились. В тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку крошей. В тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку крошей. Thank you.
сійся, родися, жито, пшениця, всяка пашниця, щоб родило в землі, щоб було на столі, і на полі, і в стодолі, щоб добра була доволі, щоб не знали вже розлуки ваші діти, ваші внуки. Дай же, Боже, в добрий час, щоб добро гостило в вас. Христосся рождає!
На різдвяні свята всіся радуймо, старші і молодші заколядуймо. Христос народився із Діви Марії, на різдвяні свята, як цвіли лілії. Христос народився із Діви Марії, на різдвяні свята, як цвіли лілії. Вже темная нічка землю криває, там причиста діва місця шукає. Не було для неї в Вифлеємі хати, мусила стаєнці заночувати. Не було для неї в Вифлеємі хати, мусила стаєнці заночувати. Люди не прийняли, жалю не було, для Ісуса місця в місті не було. Не було для нього в Вифлеємі хати, мусив він стаєнці заночувати. Не було для нього в Вифлеємі хати, мусив він стаєнці заночувати.
Thank you.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. When I was a newlywed, my husband and I used to fish for sturgeon in Mission. We were often very lucky, but also very naive. I'll never forget cleaning the sturgeon in my mom's backyard one day. Mom was on the porch watching and questioning why we were throwing away the eggs or roe. Of course, we knew it all and had no use for the caviar, which we discovered far too late was worth hundreds of dollars. If we only listened to Mom, the only good thing about throwing away roe that was probably worth its weight in gold was that it has provided many laughs to this day. While sturgeon isn't a common catch these days, salmon certainly is. This recipe for baked stuffed salmon is delectable and good any time of year. If you want to serve it at Christmas Eve or Sviat Vecher as one of the 12 meatless ritual dishes, substitute vegetable oil for the butter and omit the egg. You'll need a 3 to 5 pound whole salmon and butterfly it. If you don't catch and clean it yourself, get the butcher to do it for you. For the stuffing, you will need 1/2 cup butter, 1 medium onion, finely chopped, 1/2 cup celery, finely chopped, 3 cups soft breadcrumbs, 1 large egg, beaten, 2 tablespoons flat leaf parsley, finely chopped, 1 teaspoon salt, or to taste, 1 teaspoon freshly ground pepper, or to taste, 1/2 cup of water, or more. For basting, you will need 1/4 cup olive oil or melted butter. Remove any pin bones from the fish with sterilized tweezers. Season clean fish generously with salt and pepper inside and out. Sauté onion, celery, and parsley in butter until tender. Combine with remaining stuffing ingredients and season. Stuff fish cavity and fasten opening with skewers or tie lightly with string. Brush with some oil or melted butter. Bake on a well-greased foil or parchment-lined baking tray at 425 degrees Fahrenheit, allowing 10 minutes per inch of thickness of stuffed fish. Baste 2 to 3 times with oil or melted butter. Garnish with sprigs of fresh dill or parsley and lemon wedges. Serve with your favorite fish sauce or dill cream sauce. It will serve 8 to 10. It's in our cookbook, so try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Yeah. положила пречисто нива. Айосип старенький над яслом стоїть, Сусові Христові оксами стелить, а Марія ще й співає, до серденька пригортає, Сусе сину. Прийшли три царі з понарочками, а за ними звісна з оболочками. Війшов Ірод та й питає, і до себе закликає, куди ви йдете? Рожденому поклін віддали, у Ірода злого не заходили, Ірод вельми засмутився, що Ісус Христос народився, звелів шукати.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Of songs there reflecting the not so joyful side of Christmas. Those were songs about King Herod and his plan to destroy the Christ child. That was Irod Tsar, which it means King Herod. That was sung by the Accord Men's Choir from Ottawa from their CD Three Feasts of Christmas. And before them, the Nowitzki sisters from Minnesota and from their winter CD Zima, Що то за придево. Before them was Anichka from her Christmas CD and Zvone Zvone, Ringing Bells. Up next, back to some joyful Christmas music. The Todestrick sisters are up next from their Christmas CD and Vo Vefliemi in Bethlehem.
For цей дім приходжу, цю вістку приношу. Сказати їй мушу, бо Христос народився, спасти нашу душу.
Ангели співають, пастирі вітають, і ми теж співаємо, Христа прославляємо.
Христа прославляємо, щоб нам дозволив мирі щасливо прожити, а по нашій смерті царство доступити.
Христос народився!
Діва Марія. Діва сина, діва Марія. Діва сина, діва Марія.
Ходять пави та й породі, пір'яш коронять на Божі роди.
Ой,
ходять бави та й по городі, пір'я ж коронять на Божі роди. Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, ой, дай Боже. Діва Марія серед світлиці, як біла рожа, роже волиця. Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, ой, дай Боже.
Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, дай Боже.
Прилетіли ангели з раю, пір'я павине пильного збирають. Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, ой, дай Боже,
ой, дай Боже.
Груди великі, віно п'яненькі, а для Ісуса віно маленькі. Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, ой, дай Боже. Ой, ходять бави та й по городі, пір'ячко ронять на Божі роди.
Was Picardiska Terzia from their Christmas album, and Oi Chodit Pave, the Peacock Struts. Up next is Ihor Bogdan from Calgary, formerly from Ukraine. He was kind of the maybe Engelbert Humperdinck or Tom Jones of Ukraine. And here he is from his Christmas album and a song that's very apropos for this weekend. The old year passes and the new year begins. Stare Rik Minaya.
Старий рік минає, новий наступає. Старий рік минає, новий наступає. Старий рік минає, новий наступає. Дарю, великий владарю, пане господарю, великий владарю, пане господарю, великий владарю. Дайте нам сполиці із медом пшениці, дайте нам сполиці із медом пшениці, із медом пшениці, дайте нам сполиці із медом пшениці, із медом пшениці. Thank you.
такого, до столу святого, до столу святого. І ще щось такого, до столу святого, до столу святого. Старий рік минає, новий наступає.
Весь котіль, щоб не мучив вас музиль, щоб не кашляли ніколи, від ніколи до ніколи. Щоб не було сварки в хаті, навіть вітру на загаті, щоб були всі багаті.
Щоб у вас була мука, щоб не видно в скрини дна, щоб у вас була капуста головчаста і петрушка корінчаста, щоб у вас були всі діти здорові, їли кашу всі доволі. Щоб вам з них була потіха,
а нам грошей хоч півміха. Христос се рождає.
Як почав їх читати, як і
from a delightful CD on Ukrainian Christmas put out by two sisters who play bandura, Olya and Oksana Herasimenko, and they are formerly from Ukraine, now currently living in the United States. This CD came to us courtesy Kvitka Kozak of Vancouver's Svitana Chorus. Thank you very much. It's been getting very good use here on Nash Holos over the years. That song was Tam Narichsi na Yordani, on the River Jordan. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, Ukrainian airline in trouble, and ultra-right nationalism on the rise in Ukraine. I'm Keith Parron. Now imagine this situation. We've seen it many times before in other countries. You've planned a holiday. You pack your bags, you get to the airport, you walk to the check-in counter, and you find that your flight has been cancelled. Not just your flight, but also other flights from the same airline. Now, this is something that we have seen many times over in many different countries concerning labor disputes with pilots, flight attendants, or technicians. Well, in Ukraine, Aerosvit Airlines, the largest in the country that fly to more than 78 destinations worldwide, filed for bankruptcy. Sort of, but nobody really knows what's going on. But there was a lot of pandemonium at the Kiev International Airport, as we hear from Alexandra Molokolov.
Crowds, welter lines, and confusion accompany these people while waiting for their cancelled flights to be renewed. People got stuck on about half of 80 roads in Ukraine and all over the world. Passengers invaded the company's wicket, trying to reschedule flights and get answers from an airline staffer. However, most of the talks have thus far been without success.
They can't help. This is their answer. They also propose to buy new tickets from other companies and no compensation provided.
This young couple has already spent two nights on the airport's bench as they were denied to be placed in hotel, even after the husband has said his wife was pregnant and needed special care.
They don't take care of us. They don't even feed us, referring to the company's bankruptcy.
Some managed to be transferred to another companies for free. We were rejected. We have no idea how much more it will take.
In the airport, the entire model is explained by the Aerosvit Airlines bankruptcy. However, the official webpage denied any speculations on the matter.
Many say now the Ukrainian air transportation market is facing a business split up. The question is, who will give one of the biggest companies' roads the works, and will it be another backstage deal?
Market experts refer to the official line, which points out that Aerosvit airline company went bankrupt after its debt to the creditors exceeded the balance sheet fourfold. But the unofficial line shows changes in the management of the country's two biggest companies that may result in a merger.
The two companies together ensure nearly 70% of passenger traffic. Now they are keen to optimize business, but unlikely it will raise the service quality. And what is worse is that in the meantime people are suffering and losing money.
Expert says that the possible crave-up of the roads may leave behind small air companies, which will definitely strengthen monopolistic roles on the Ukraine's air market. Oleksandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
Now, it's been a few months since Ukraine saw some parliamentary elections take place. The parliamentary elections have had all sorts of outcomes, people not happy with the results, also accusations that some of the ballots were fixed and people were not allowed to vote, so certain people were elected when maybe they shouldn't have been elected. But one party has been facing a number of challenges. We have this story from David Stern from the BBC.
Svoboda is on the march. On New Year's Day, more than 1,000 of its supporters held a torchlight procession through central Kyiv, marking the birth of one of its heroes, a controversial World War II partisan leader.
Svoboda's numbers are still relatively small. Nevertheless, its popularity is unquestionably rising. 5 years ago, in parliamentary elections, they received less than 1% of the vote. In the most recent parliamentary elections, this last October, they received more than 10% of the vote and entered parliament for the first time in their history.
The European Parliament recently passed a resolution saying the party is racist, xenophobic, and anti-Semitic. Svoboda Party leaders deny these charges. But they also say they want ethnic minorities to be restricted in government.
We want a referendum for a law allowing each national minority to occupy as many places in government as their percentage in the population.
But Svoboda has made numerous extremist statements in the past.
Indeed, they have a front stage agenda that they present in mass media, and they have a sort of backstage agenda which informs the party discourse, which mobilizes the party activists.
Some experts say that with time, Svoboda could become more moderate. But others say the party's radicalism could polarize further an already divided country. David Stern, BBC News, Kiev.
And with that report from David Stern, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Задзвонили ще дереви, чир, добрий вечір, добре мелю, дьом на здоров. Ою, по коровим, ою, по крови, та ще й нараніше, ще дереви, чир. Дьом на здоров'я. Там Дєва Марія, там Дєва Марія, сина народила ще дереве. Чир, добрий вечір, добре мельо. Не брала, на роки не брала, сином назвала ще дереве, чир, добрий вечір, добре мельо, дьом на здоров'я. Дало йому є. Дала йому ім'я святого Ісуса, ще дереве, чир, добрий вечір, добре мельо, дьом на здоров'я.
And that was a group from Ukraine called Drevo. This is a song that tries to preserve the traditional Ukrainian sound, the ancient traditional sounds, and this is from a CD called Rai Rozvelsya, Christian Themes in Ukrainian Folk Songs, and it is strictly Christmas carols and New Year's carols. And this was another one of those about bells ringing in Jerusalem, this one early in the morning. Oy u Rusaleme rano zadzvonele. Up next is another singer from Ukraine, a delightful Ukrainian Christmas CD by Sofia Fedena. Here she is now with Rano Ranenko, Early in the Morning.
Ми з колядою під ваші стріхи раненько, рано раненько, радуйся серденько. Син Божий народився, рано-рано. маленько, радуйся, серденько, Син Божий народився. Ми вам вінчуєм щасно святкувати раненько. Рано, раненько, радуйся, серденько, Син Божий народився. Рано, раненько, радуйся, серденько, Син Божий народився. Щасно святкувати, Бога вихваляти, раненько, рано, раненько, радуйся, серденько, Син Божий народився. Рано, раненько, радуйся, серденько, Син Божий народився. Будьте здорові, хто є у хаті, раненько, рано, раненько, радуйся, серденько, Син Божий народився. Рано, раненько, радуйся, серденько, Син Божий народився.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune into Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, and live in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. In between broadcasts, catch us online at www.nashholos.com, register there, take our survey, make a donation, sponsor a child, and check out our audio archives and the new things always popping up on the website. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Легше дати, як від когось щось дістати. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is easier to give than to get something from someone. And that loses a whole lot in the translation. There are just so many nuances to that proverb. However, that is what we got. Well, our time is just about up for our Ukrainian Christmas Eve program and wrapping it up. We've got Volin from Ukraine from their Christmas album and another one of their New Year's rockers, one of many, called Shchedri Vachir. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, do побачення.